This is the Gambling Gauchos.
The Texas Tech texter says, we have to beat Ole Miss if we ever want to be in the SEC league in a couple years. Sorry, this just broke my brain a little bit. Texas Tech has to beat Ole Miss if Texas Tech ever wants to be in the SEC league in a couple years. Texas Tech has to beat Ole Miss, who finished either 0-4 or 1-3 in SEC play, if Texas Tech ever wants to be in the SEC. Well, then I hope Texas Tech loses. I do not understand the obsession with getting to the SEC. The playoff is expanding. Just dominate the Big 12. Why do you want to go be a loser in the SEC? Well, you can compete with the SEC, okay, but why? Why go? It's more money. You're not getting a cut, are you? Why do fans care how much money Texas Tech makes? Like, legitimately, why do fans care? Like, after $50 million, what are you doing with it? What, seriously, what are you doing with it? You can't spend it on NIL. You have to have boosters spend NIL money. There's only so many facilities you can build. Like, legitimately, what's the difference between $50 and $80 million in an athletic department? Like, legitimately. Once you hit a certain number, what else do you need? Is Vanderbilt outpacing Texas Tech because they make more money? Is Purdue? Is Rutgers? Is Maryland? Are they outpacing Texas Tech? Oh, we need to be in the SEC. No, we don't. Stop. Stop with that national perspective. You are a Texas Tech fan. Be where your feet are. Enjoy the Big 12. Dominate the Big 12. Make the playoff from the Big 12 and compete from the Big 12. Why do we always say, well, if we need to be in the SEC? No, they don't. They don't. They don't need to be in the SEC. Well, they make more money. Who cares? Are you getting a cut? Do you get commission from Texas Tech being in the SEC? I don't understand the fans' obsession with that. All right, we'll take a break here. When we come back, more Christmas traditions. I'm trying to be in the Christmas spirit today. I got a little triggered there. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the texter. You just have an opportunity to dominate the Big 12, and people are still obsessed with going to the SEC. I don't understand it. We're getting rid of Oklahoma and Texas. Just be where your feet are. Focus on dominating the Big 12 and making the Big 12 better instead of going and being Mississippi State in the SEC West and going 7-5. Namaste. We'll be back after this. Rob Bro Show. Christmas traditions and otherwise here on the show. 806-855-3712. We'll be right back on the Rob Bro Show. Talk 103.9 news, money, sports, Christmas traditions. Welcome back into the Rob Bro Show. Talk 103.9 news, money, sports. In response to why I don't want to be in the SEC because I don't care about making $20 million more, texter says, why do you care about the puff then? I don't have enough time right now to get into this, but I promise to get into this. But just in my 1 minute answer, and I'll try to keep it to a minute, is that is based on principle. That is West Texas money funding for decades an Austin University and its university system, and a College Station University and its university system. And the language in that is it should benefit the public universities. Is Texas Tech a public university? Also, that is a university fund, a public university fund for the university. The SEC money is an athletic payout that helps the athletic department. So, for one, apples and oranges. For two, the principle of it being a public university fund. And that's a minute, so I'll stop. This texter, 80 million versus 50 million is a lot. No, it's not. Our facilities always need to be maintained and upgraded. Same for your home. NIL doesn't upgrade facilities. College football will move to one league soon, and you want to be in that league. Okay, I agree to disagree. I'm not going to get into that again. I don't have time right now. Agree to disagree. The playoff is expanding, people. You just stop with that going to be in one league thing. This isn't the NFL. It's college football. The NCAA will break, and there will be a college football league, and there's still going to be six divisions. You're not going to just have one league. How dense is that? I'm not calling the texter dense because a lot of people say that, but it's just flat out wrong. It's wrong. They're going to kill the ACC before 2036. Why? Just think what you're saying. The ESPN can pay ACC schools $36 million for the next 14 years, or they can pay them SEC money? Why? It is bad business for ESPN to pay everyone $80 million. There's always going to be a lower level. Always. Just think, people. And the difference between 80 and 50, and again, this athletic budget doesn't, is Dustin Womble giving you the TV payout? Do people just forget about the Fearless Champion campaign? Like, everything comes from donors. That money runs the athletic department. That TV payout runs the athletic department. You just got a $200 million pledge to redo the South End. Like, just think, people. You can do it from the Big 12. Quit being so defeatist and sad and little puppy dog that you can't do it from here. What do they say for Texas Tech? From here, it's possible. Do you not believe that? If you want to be an SEC fan so bad, go be a Longhorn. Go find an SEC team. I'll stay in the Big 12 and be happy and dominate it. Instead of just being a Jag, just another team in the SEC. I'll make a brand here. More best moments from 2022. It's an L, but Bryson Williams' performance in Lawrence stuck with me. Another texter, the basketball win against UT and Lubbock was pretty awesome. This texter, sweeping Chris Beard was the best thing since the Final Four. Beating number one Baylor and Waco with a shorthanded roster is pretty high for me. That is an underrated moment for sure. Outside of Texas Tech, seeing Messi finally win the World Cup, not necessarily an Argentina or Messi fan, but the culmination of his career, 17 years, pretty incredible. It is incredible. This texter throwing a certain quarterback a beer from the top of a shipping container. Favorite moment, the Bijan fumble in overtime. Great moment. Bills-Chiefs playoff game last year. Yes, that was in 2022. Yes, the Fearless Champions campaign is over, and then you just got a $200 million pledge. Like, if you want to be sad that you're not in the SEC, be sad, but you can't make me be sad. You will never change my mind that it's better for Texas Tech to be in the SEC. You will never change my mind. And you know what? Right now, I'm going to work my butt off to make $60 or $70 million in the Big 12 because I can. And Brett Yormark is leading you into the future. Again, if you want to be sad that you're not in the SEC, go chant SEC with somebody else. I'll care about Texas Tech. I'll worry about Texas Tech. All right, we'll see you tomorrow on the Radioland, 11 a.m.
The views and opinions expressed by the participants on this Talk 1340 program are not necessarily the views of Talk 1340, its advertisers, staff, management, or Town Square Media.